This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, June 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. The Delta man reported missing last week, Zachariah McEwen, as we reported Friday, was found. The 68-year-old had Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and left his residence on foot Wednesday afternoon. About 24 hours later, McEwen was found in an irrigation ditch. He had only walked about 6 blocks, but was found by chance by a ditch rider. Jamie Head is the public information officer for the Delta Police Department.
Over the 24-hour time period, we had every officer that was on duty with the police department was out looking for Zach, walking the streets, patrolling, going anywhere and everywhere that they could possibly think of to see if they could find him. And it just happens that the ditch rider for this particular ditch was on his route yesterday and came across him. Nobody else would have ever found him up in there. So we're very thankful that that ditch rider was up in there.
Head says that McEwen is expected to make a full recovery. Under the Department of Interior's Payment in Lieu of Taxes program, known as PLINTH, Colorado communities will receive $34.5 million this year. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
Local governments can't collect taxes on federal lands. The PILT program tries to offset this lost revenue by giving counties payments for the untaxable public lands within their boundaries. Mesa County has around 1.6 million acres of federal lands within its boundaries, and it will receive more than any other Colorado county under the program this year. It stands to collect about $3.4 million. About 70% of Montrose County is federal lands. It will collect nearly $2.3 million from the program. John Washbush, the government affairs director for the county, says PILT payments go into the Montrose General Fund. He says the funding is critical to county operations.
You know, it's about 13.5% of our general fund revenue on an annual basis. And to lose that year over year, you got a hole that you're going to have to backfill or potentially reduce service.
San Miguel County stands to collect nearly $1 million. Ouray will collect about $400,000. And Delta will receive nearly $165,000. PILT payments were extended under the 2014 Farm Bill for another year, but the future of the program is uncertain under the federal budgeting process decided by Congress. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
There's often a divide between Colorado's rural lawmakers and those representing larger communities along the urban Front Range. The dynamic was apparent during this year's legislative session, with Republicans routinely blaming Democrats for waging what they say is a war on rural Colorado. Benta Berklin explains the dynamic and what it could mean for the November election.
The seeds of the GOP discontent can largely be traced back to the 2013 legislative session. That's when Democrats, who were and are still in the majority, passed stricter gun laws and a renewable energy mandate for rural electric co-ops. Yuma County Commissioner Robin Wiley says he was also disappointed when Governor John Hickenlooper put into place statewide air quality rules for oil and gas drilling to reduce pollution from methane emissions.
That is going to be, a huge burden on gas activity in Yuma County, because most of our wells are small stripper wells. And I think that's a slippery slope when we start regulating methane on oil and gas. How long is it till we regulate methane on agriculture?
Wiley says he'd like to see those types of decisions left up to local leaders.
When you try and pass bills or implement rules across a state this diverse, that's a problem. What works for parts of eastern Colorado is not going to work for the Front Range, or sometimes it won't work for the western slope. And we feel that we should be heard.
A point Republican lawmakers tried to make when singling out that several of their bills that didn't pass during this year's session would have benefited rural Colorado. That includes a measure to reduce the renewable energy mandate, another to allow non-licensed plumbers to work in rural counties, and a bill to give owners of farm and ranch vehicles some wiggle room on license renewals. But for Democratic Senator Gail Schwartz of Snowmass Village, those complaints ring hollow.
This expression, war on rural Colorado, was really overused, and I'm sorry that political interests seem to gravitate to those comments. I think people were very sensitive, having represented for the last 8 years rural interests.
Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose says he doesn't think anyone intends to be vicious or mean.
You know, it's over 450 miles from the end of my district to Denver. I don't think urban legislators understand the ramifications and what can happen as unintended consequences to legislation.
Having said that, Coram calls it one of the best legislative sessions ever. And as a member of the minority, he says he passed a record number of bills compared to previous years.
There's things that you know that you would certainly do different, but politics is kind of a pendulum, and you know, it swings one way for a while, then it swings the other way, and when it's the most powerful is when it's in the middle.
In fact, lawmakers in both parties did pass a number of bills to help rural areas. A telecom reform package would put more money into getting broadband in rural Colorado. The state will also set up sites for people to remotely testify on bills, so members of the public don't have to make the long trek to Denver. And Schwartz sponsored a bill to require the state's new water plan to include public input from hearings across Colorado.
It will be one more element that will feed into the development of the plan.
Still, the divide between rural and urban remains apparent, with the subject coming up in political debates. The four GOP candidates in the 4th Congressional District are using it to paint Democrats, including Governor John Hickenlooper, as out of touch. But political science professor John Strayer from Colorado State University says he's not convinced it will make a difference in the November election or the governor's race.
You know, who's going to move? A lot of rural Colorado is leans to the Republican side anyway. I'm not sure that in the 8 or 9 front range counties up and down the interstate, Interstate 25, that's going to move very many urban and suburban voters at all.
But while Strayer says it could energize some in the Republican base, most pundits say gun control, oil and gas issues, and President Barack Obama's low approval ratings will play a more significant role this election cycle. I'm Bencha Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.